At a Decatur town hall meeting last March, the Joint Dropout Task Force heard from Kent Phillips. He's director of the Decatur Youth Agency, which helps at-risk students succeed in school.
15, 20 years ago, there was a dropout task force in this town who virtually did nothing. What is unique about this one, and what are you going to do?
One of the co-chairs of the current task force helped create the earlier one. As Decatur School Board president in the early 1990s, Janelle Norman helped lead an effort to study why the dropout rate for black males was so high, 46% for the class of 1990. The school board hired a local consulting firm to do the study, but community leaders complained of a lack of public input. Norman says ultimately little action was taken on the final report. District 61's serious budget problems and turnover in the administration and among board members proved crippling. Since then, the dropout rate for African-American males in Decatur schools has risen to 55.7%, and the overall dropout rate has increased 10% to 34%. The task force tackling Decatur's dropout problem today was formed by the local Chamber of Commerce and Decatur branch of the NAACP, where Norman is now branch president. She says the controversial 1999 expulsion of six African-American high school students for fighting at a football game helped pave the way for the task force.
I think it helped to raise the bar for some community people that it was essential that people start working together and start trying to move in, not just this is a black problem, this is a white problem, but it is a community problem. And what are we going to do about it?
The task force is in part a way for the chamber and the NAACP to improve relations that were frayed by the tensions following the 1999 expulsions. But the task force is also making Decatur's dropout rate a high-profile issue for the community. One of its first efforts to solve the problem is Project Diploma, a program to help troubled students in middle school before they make the decision to drop out. Project Diploma Prevention Specialist Dwight Swafford is at Stephen Decatur Middle School each day, making sure his assigned students are in class and behaving. But he's not just a middle school cop. Swafford says he wants to make sure his students get the help they need to not just endure school, but succeed.
That's part of what we're doing over the summer, is develop a good rapport with the students over the summer. We want the students to look at us as mentors, as someone that they can come to if they have a problem that maybe they can't even discuss with their parent or guardian, someone that they can talk to privately without having to worry about it getting back to the wrong people.
Project Diploma is not the Joint Dropout Task Force's main mission. That mission is to devise and promote the implementation of a strategic plan to reduce Decatur's dropout rate, particularly among African-American males. Co-chair Gary Peacock says subcommittees are gathering information for the plan. He says their members come from many sectors, including business, labor, religion, education, and service clubs. While the 1990s task force was criticized for not including the community, Peacock says the current task force is making inclusion its cornerstone.
The key to success ultimately is going to be community involvement and getting everyone that we can, the various constituencies, actively involved and doing what they can to help provide support and underpinning to these students.
Possibly by year's end, the Joint Dropout Task Force will produce its comprehensive plan. Co-chairs Peacock and Norman say that's when community involvement will be crucial. Whatever the plan looks like, they say it will take time, probably years, and broad community support to increase the percentage of young people in Decatur who finish high school. I'm Jim Meadows. AM 580 News.